Most of us have some ideas about the impact of this era. There's the terrible loss of life, the grand freedom given to slaves at a catastrophic cost. As you finish your study, you should be able to make even more conclusions about the many national changes erupting from the Civil War. I want to take this time to emphasize to you some of the more long-term effects of this great war and reconciliation. The soul and the nature of government changed in the United States. Before the Civil War, a large, strong national government was something to be feared. After Reconstruction, more Americans looked to a large federal government for protection. The Founding Fathers had adopted an extensive Bill of Rights in order to protect individuals from a national government. But in the Reconstruction era, it was switched around. Congress passed amendments to protect individuals, including the former slaves, from other individuals by giving them protection at the federal level. Before this era of war, few towns ever saw federal marshals. After the war, federal marshals walked the towns of most southern cities in efforts to protect the rights of black Americans. The growth and involvement of the federal government in the lives of Americans changed dramatically. The federal budget went from roughly $40 million to over $310 million between 1850 and 1870. That's a 72% increase. And the seat of government, Washington, D.C., quadrupled its population in the 4 years of the Civil War. Of course, size alone is not important, nor is it a mark of positive change, but it is a mark of dramatic change. And it is amazing to realize the struggling nation coped so well with such change. New research on President Lincoln has demonstrated that one of his most important strengths was his ability to manage this growing federal presence and bring it to bear to the cause of union. This war in Reconstruction also answered three important questions for a very young nation. First, the vexing question of national survival was settled. The nation would continue. Second, the legal question of state secession was settled. Secession was not allowed. And, among the two successes of Reconstruction, a bridge between slavery and freedom was built. Third, the issue of slavery was settled. Slavery could not exist. These may seem like obvious outcomes, but many European nations had openly wondered for years if America could survive, and many cited the evils of slavery as a critical American weakness. With slavery dead and a strong protective federal government in place, what happened? Here, too, the answer is clear. America shifted its power bases from the South to the North. Most American presidents from 1789 to 1861 had come from the South, and two-thirds of them were slave owners. A Southern president would not be elected for another 50 years after the Civil War. The economy also moved northward and westward. In 1860, the South produced 30% of American wealth, but in 1870, only 12%. As the nation looked north and west, many became disinterested in the South. The war was over, leaving behind emotional scars, but over.